I know somebody else I hadn't heard much mention. Jeff Lee. He was murdered back about 74. He's another millionaire entrepreneur. If you could,
I go out and look through the archives at the History Museum.
Well, Jeff Lee was either loved or hated. Jeff Lee was one of the first that I knew of early big dealers, and he was arrested at the airport with a guitar case full of drugs, and it was all over the news. It was all in the papers. And he walked away from it. And what do you do to walk away from something like that?
Probably tell on somebody.
You turn in names. So everybody knew that Jeff turned in names. A lot of people wouldn't have anything to do with it. Somehow I had met him years ago, and when I ran across him again, we became friends. Oh, he loved music, all kinds of music. He produced records for Joe South. Earth, Wind, and Fire, and he considered himself a singer also. But he had a $500,000 home or more, maybe $750,000 home over off of Roswell Road, way back in the woods with a gate. And he used to have parties in the chief of the DeKalb County Police, the chief of the Fulton County Police, all kinds of judges and lawyers and business people would show up. Jeff would bring in chefs. They'd bring in lobster. They'd bring in lamb from Greece or someplace, you know. Oh, man, he'd throw a party like you just never seen. And he would tell me about, come on, bring Renee. Boy, we felt out of place. He had a room, probably as big as these two rooms put together, and it looked like a record store. There were racks that had records on each side, and just room to walk between them. So there'd be like, I don't know. How many thousands of albums could you get in a room this size?
Yeah, a lot.
He had the most expensive and biggest stereo system I'd ever heard of or comprehended or thought about. I became an audiophile early on because I knew one of my first girlfriend's father had some pretty nice gear, and he was the scientist director of the CDC. And I used to listen to Herbie Mann and a lot of other jazz things while we were sort of spooning down there in the music room, you know. He was a decent man. He would clear his throat before he walked in the room. But Jeff had stuff that would put, you know, I would say that Jeff's stereo system probably cost $10,000 or more back then, which would, you know, we're talking $150,000 today.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've ever looked at any audio file gear.
Yeah, it can get up there.
It can really get up there. But Jeff was a good friend of mine. Jeff got us in, Renee and I. He carried us in his limousine backstage to the first Atlanta Pop Festival. And I think I emailed you about that.
Yeah.
And we got in backstage. Jeff helped produce it. And there was trailers back there and tents and things. And there was one air-conditioned trailer for the performers. And there was somebody had spiked some Kool-Aid, and I don't think it was me this time. But it was spiked, And they told us it was Spike, and Renee ignored it. And she was really thirsty. It was serious hot. And she drank 4 or 5 glasses, and one cup was enough to get 5 people off her. So they told us. Well, she just zoned out into nowhere land. And we got her into the air-conditioned trailer. And she just sort of, I hate to say passed out, because she was semi-conscious, but it wasn't her that was conscious. It was just the body.
Yeah.
I mean, and she was right there in the floor, and all these famous music people would wander into that trailer, and they'd look down, and they'd sit, they'd think that she, wonder who she plays with. You know, and they walked over her all day long. She missed so much music.
Yeah.
But that was interesting.
Then the day after, in the park, that was a memorable.
Oh, that's when we were married.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. The guys, someone posted some photos of the guy's star.
Uh-huh, yeah.
He's the guy that married. Yeah.
Oh, boy. Yeah, he showed up at every festival I went to, it seemed like he'd be on.
Well, if the Grateful Dead were there, he was there.
Somebody
pretty much.
Told me he was that he had inherited a lot of money and just traveled around.
I don't know about that. I thought he just went with the Grateful Dead, but I could be wrong. I often am. I wish we had a better picture of him. He looked a lot better, I think, at the one of those pop festivals where he had a nice dark cape with stars that gleamed on it, you know. But he was an actual minister. He had from the, I forgot the name of the church out there in California.
Universal Life.
Yeah, I've got one.
Me too.
Yeah, I got one too.
I performed a couple of marriages. None of them lasted.
Well, ours has lasted. Thank the Lord.
Good.
Imagine that. Yeah. He married us, and then he brought out this little vial. And he said, let me show you how we do it in California. And he put a drop on her hand and a drop on my hand. He said, now rub your hands together. I said, what is that? He said, liquid cocaine. And that was probably my first experience with cocaine. At least, I think if I may have snorted some at one time, but it wasn't anywhere near as strong as what he had liquid, that stuff he had in that vial. I remember in the park that policeman that ended up taking off his, you know, his gun and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Now, I know that I spiked a lot of Kool-Aid for that. There's no doubt in my mind that I did that. And I read about that cop. He worked at a home for kids or something and became part of the neighborhood. I can't remember his name, but I read about him somewhere in the 80s about how he had taken this LSD in the park and worked with kids ever since. And I thought, wow, I helped that guy get to where he's going.
Help straighten him out.
Yeah. Those were some good memories. We, in